Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 wonderful approach. This is Mama 7. We're doing radio this morning. This morning, I wanted to, one, bust open full sprint to get to the radio today because I have some very important information to share. I always have important information to share. You know, once you get into the spiritual life strong, you know, once you've spent your time, you've gotten past all of the mental hang-ups of I can't, and you're moving into the understandings of I shouldn't because, you know, once you get a little understanding about yourself and you move into a level, you'll understand that in order to maintain this, spirit likes to talk to you. They want to have, you know, this open dialogue, and they want to share all this good, positive energy, usually about 3 o'clock in the morning, though. Spirit time is not our time. And so you'll be like, why do I keep waking up at 3:30? I guarantee you at least 2 or 3 members of A Wonderful Approach are up every morning between 3 and 4. And so many, you may not even realize why, because spirit want to talk to you, okay? So here's a tip for trying to get back to sleep. Make some prayers. I promise by the time you get to that second prayer, they'll be like, okay. You can go back to sleep. Or you can always, when I'm desperate, you can get up, do some shrine work. They will like, okay, she's a zombie doing shrine work now. We can let her go back to sleep. So, yeah, don't let that surprise you. But this morning, I woke up in a little spicy mood, you know, a little irritated, and it happens. I'm like, wait a minute, you know, what is this? What is that? And wake up and mad and, oh, I'm about to get this thing kicked off, and, you know, we can kick it off. I get spicy. I can lay you low, and I don't have to curse, you know. It'll be very precise, you know, for division language. So that's what I woke up with today. I was going to get those texts started early, okay? So I'm like, okay, well, first, do your obligation. Okay, take care of what you got to take care of. And what is the concept for today? The spiritual F-bomb. I was like, you know, so I was like, okay, this is a very, very intentional lesson, particularly for me. Man, I'm telling you, this devotion, I've been learning a whole lot. I have learned a lot. I think I've been tested. They have tested my gangster on such a ridiculously disrespectful level. It doesn't make sense. So I've been working this job now over, maybe 8 months, maybe close to a year. So I'm working this job. They have never given us free food. This week, they gave us 3 different little cookies, little bags of cookies, some homemade pretzels, some this, some that. And I'm like, I see you. I know. I see you. Oh, you can take it home. I said, I will take it home. Thank you very much. But, you know, just little temptations. I'm in the middle of my devotions. Those are little temptations. Next week is National Employee Appreciation Week. And they're bringing in lunch for the whole week. And I'm like, really? And they were like, you know, do you want us to do something? No, you don't have to do anything for me. I'm wonderful. I said, in fact, if you want, I'll come and say prayer for your lunch. But I'm not gonna be tempted. But you see the way they do? Now, the second that devotions is over, I promise you all the free food, it'll go into, you know, we got some water, some Gatorade over there. You know, that's what it'll turn back into. But that's okay. You have to know what you're dealing with. And now that I know we're going to be doing lunch, you're going to be expecting us to stay in, I have to bring my books. This is what I've been doing during lunchtime, is bringing my books with me to read, to review. Anytime I get a situation going on, I do my exercises in my book, and I will do my exercises a couple of times, you know, because I don't have just one issue to work through and to work with. And so, you know, don't hesitate to keep your books close to you in case you need it. And especially the little prayer book, you know, it's so small. But what it does is have prayers that are set up for particular reasons. And that helps us to stay focused, too. You know, if you're learning something, whatever you're learning, you know, I have a new prayer I try to learn every devotion. So, you know, if you're learning your prayers, whatever you're doing, keep it close. Okay? So this spiritual F-bomb and all this spicy talking, spicy feelings early this morning, right? So when you say F-bomb, when you say anything bomb, that's something that's explosive. That's something that can be mishandled. You know, bombs are bombs. They're destructive. They're all that. And the spiritual bomb, the reason why I call it this is because it always feels very explosive. Nobody wants to do it, and it always ends up being, you know, kind of messy, but it's a very necessary part of spiritual development. It's a very important part of character development. You know, this is why we're here. So the F-bomb is forgiveness. And, you know, I probably saw about 3 or 4 people roll their eyes. Y'all have sleepy eyes and you're still trying to roll them, okay? Forgiveness. So this morning, as I'm going through all my spicy feelings, and I'm like, oh, just wait till I get this program. I saw a spiritual F-bomb. I said, look at this. Look at this. God, you letting people get away with poor behavior. And then I'm like, girl, you don't stay in your lane. And I'm like, but they got spicy with me first. Forgiveness. Now, see, forgiveness is easy. You accidentally bump into somebody. You know, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. You can see the affront. You saw the papers fly. You can stop what you're doing and help and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, so that's one, forgiveness. And then the other person is like, hey, it's okay. I wasn't looking where I was going either. And so we have our second piece of our forgiveness. And so that's usually pretty easy to do. Two strangers bumping into each other. That's a one-time thing. You can probably see where it's accidental. The person tried to help pick up your papers as a way of making amends. And boom, there you go. Put a little check mark on it. Done. But those are not usually the things that keep us up at night. Okay? The things that keep us up at night they're not small incidents. They're major incidents. There was harm done. There was lives changed. There, you know, those types of things. You know, I know people that have had to survive some really hard and harsh and ugly situations, and they did it, and they had to do it with their mouth closed, and they had to do it without complaint. They had to do it while being called crazy, while being called, you know, trying to get attention, all the things that they tell us to minimize the wrong that's being done. Those forgivenesses are a little bit harder to do. You think? When this pain has been in your life and you have had to live with it and you've had to see it time and time again, you know, you've had to, you know, possibly even, you know, You'll see it happen again and again. Those things, those will be a little harder to forgive. Then, you know, it's hard to forgive someone who doesn't even appear to be sorry. You're like, I would try to forgive Mama Seven, but I don't think they sorry. They just went on with their life. It didn't look like they stopped and hiccuped 1 minute. Those are a little harder, right? And forgiveness is one of those things, kind of sneaky. You'll think that you have done, oh, I've been let that go. I released it. I gave it to God. And it come back around, and then you're like, oh, I guess I didn't give it to God because Lord knows I feel some sort of way about this. I'm not cool with this. Maybe I'm not as complete as I thought I was. And chances are you're not. Pain is one of those things, especially now, everybody understands, everybody already knows, I'm a counselor. I'm a therapist. I spend all morning, all day counseling. I spend all night spiritually counseling. So no matter what, I'm going to talk you through. You're going to come down off this ledge with me, okay? So this is my life. Okay? Some of these atrocities, I would love to say, are unforgivable. But they're not. Some of these things you think, I can't live through this. I'm not going to be able to move. You know, it's not. You can live. You can make it through. You can keep pushing. Even if you have to get on a knee. It's okay to take a knee every now and again. There's some things out here. People are mean. You know, I can't call it anything but that. People are mean. And you have to. So you're telling me, Mama Seven, that I have to be nice to someone who is mean to me? I'm like, we ain't got to be going buying Christmas sweaters and stuff like that. But you do have to forgive. I'm not telling you it's going to happen tomorrow. I'm not telling you it's going to happen in one scoop. But you have to understand, it's my responsibility to tell you, you're going to have to forgive. Must. You will plateau yourself out real quick in this whole spiritual understanding if you don't get this forgiveness piece in place. What does in place mean? In place means it's there. It ain't going nowhere. Means that you have to know that no matter what, forgiveness is necessary and it will happen. You will give it. God has made our own personal forgiveness contingent on how we forgive others. I don't think you understand that. How we work with others, how we forgive others, as we forgive those that trespass against us, as we forgive others, that's how we get forgiven. I haven't met anybody yet over the age of 2 that didn't need some forgiveness. I've met some bad 2-year-olds, and I've been like, look, you need to learn your prayers right now, you little thing. Forget Baby Shark. You got some issues, okay? So that means we automatically need some forgiveness, right? Excuse me. Ms. Karen, you have to move. That's unacceptable. I'm sorry. She needs some forgiveness. But, yeah, so knowing that we need the forgiveness in place, period, knowing that this is part of who we say we are, God has made it a requirement that we forgive. So I'm not just saying this because it's cute, because really once you've been in them situations, you will realize it is not cute. It is not. You know, I have to say this because I have to share on these levels because I don't want you thinking that this is easy. Mama Seven will never lie to you, okay? So that means if I'm telling you the truth, I got to tell you, this forgiveness piece is a doozy, okay? You can get stuck right here. You know, if you've been holding my hand up until now, I'm going to tell you to grab my arm, okay? We're going to have to really, really knuckle up on this one because this world will have you thinking that, you know, hold a grudge. I think it's natural to hold a grudge. Put defenses up, do the whole nine. I think that's natural. You know, I started my spiritual life in protection. So I'm like, hey, protection. Hey, we need protection here. Bad person on the horizon. We need some protection. Yeah, you can put all protection up that you want to. But you're still going to have to find a way in your heart to forgive. Does forgiveness change situations? It doesn't change the past. The past is still the past. It doesn't make the situation any less horrible. It doesn't make the injustice any more unjust. But what it does is that it frees our hearts, minds, body, and spirit to move forward from where we are. Am I saying let anybody just walk all over you? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Just because I forgive you don't mean we can go hang out. In fact, once I forgive you, that really might be my closing statement. I'm good, you're good, we're good. Be good over there, okay? I don't need you in my space. And it's not because I'm mad. It's not because I don't forgive you. Oh, I heard you apologize. Okay, I get it. That's fine. That still doesn't mean that you have access to my personal space. My personal space is my personal space. Okay? So, you know, we have to be very clear about what that means. It doesn't mean we're letting this person back in our life if this person is toxic. But that means we're not shutting down the heart chakra. We're not shutting down the throat chakra. We're not shutting down anything. Everything has to keep spinning. Everything has to keep working. We still have to build ourselves, okay? We still have to develop. And we can't develop if we're holding a grudge. You know, when we talk about holding a grudge, sit here and imagine someone holding their fist closed, okay, because the grudge is in there. And they're holding it tight so it won't accidentally let go. Like, I don't want to feel better. And I don't care if you apologize to me 10 times, I'm still mad at you, so whatever. So you're holding this grudge, right, and you're holding it tight. But God got stuff for us to do. So it's like, okay, I have a whole other hand, God. God's like, well, I really need both hands. Well, I don't have both hands, God, because I'm holding the grudge in that hand. God, let that grudge go. I can't let the grudge go, God, because then they're going to think they got one over on me. God's going to say, let the grudge go. Let it go. This is when, and I don't care if you have to call in your accountability partners. Okay. Hopefully, you know, I'm not going to assign an accountability partner, but you'll kind of get a feeling as to who is like, okay, I trust you to let me know when I'm holding on too tight to this grudge. And I don't care if y'all have to pry those fingers back. Let it go. Holding a grudge is holding you up. Holding a grudge is taking one of your hands and occupying one of your hands and while you're trying to do everything like a one-hand bandit, right? And for most people, I got multiple things and reasons to be mad. So one hand ain't going to hack it. But if you see you keep holding your whole self up, when are you going to have time to do things you want to do? When are you going to be able to enjoy yourself? When does this person stop having power over you? See, this was the reason why. This is the real reason. Okay, so the first reason is because God says so, and I'm like, okay. The second reason is I don't want this other person winning over me over and over again. And that's what happens when you keep that, when you don't do forgiveness. Okay, so like me in a relationship, right? And oh boy is just retarded and, you know, I'm not going to deal with him, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to forgive him for being retarded. I'm just going to keep being mad at him and everything else like that. But guess what? There's a new opportunity here. But oh no, I got to keep this grudge going. That grudge will stop you from experiencing a new opportunity. That grudge, okay, so let's say we're out on a date, and he's like, well, can I hold your hand? It's like, well, I'm holding a grudge in his hand. He's like, ew, that sounds nasty. You know, I guess we can't hold hands then. Girl, let that grudge go and get some Florida water while you're at it. You know, we're not going to be holding grudges like that. We have to let it go. It serves our purpose not. And I refuse to let this. And then the old boy like, aha, messed up again, huh? Couldn't hold a hand, right? Because you're busy holding a grudge. No, I'm not going to have that. I ain't going to have it. You won't get that giggle off me. The best revenge I can think of is to keep doing what I'm doing and being fine. And that's just in relationships. Sometimes those are hard forgiveness. I think the hardest forgiveness pieces I've seen have been family. Family, I'm telling you, your family will do you wrong, okay? Oh, my God, I've seen some horrible family stories, and I'm like, ooh, I almost hate to tell her to forgive because she earns a little mad in that one, but guess what? You're not going to keep having this family member who is wrong. When? We're not going to do that. We're going to have you moving forward. See, everything that we do, we have to do moving forward. We can't keep backpedaling. We can't keep, you know, allowing this situation that hurt us to continue to hurt us by not allowing us to move forward. See, you got to loose me. No, you cannot continue to hold me. Negativity may not have me. You know, and one thing, you know, and I can hear the echoes on my dear sister Makita saying one thing about forgiveness, and this is a piece that I missed. I missed this piece probably the first maybe 20, 30 years of my life, is that you have to forgive yourself first. Well, I like to do it first. In my world, in my life, I put me first. So even when it comes to challenges like this, I put me first. And I have to be able to look at the role that I played in the middle of this and maybe to acknowledge where I was less than right. You can call it wrong. You can call it less right. You can call it, you know, sorry, you interpreted it that way. No. Spiritually, I tell you, y'all, don't go tit for tat with God. Don't get technical with God. So when you was wrong, you're wrong. Give yourself a little forgiveness. You know, and I know some of you don't even know what that means, how to make that work. And that's something that I want you to spend some time thinking about. If you have a book, read about it. But we got to get this forgiveness piece in, starting with ourselves. You know, everyone has journaling requirements. Spend some time journaling. I mean, this is a big one, family. This is a big one. Spend some time journaling as to what those things are. Maybe list a situation or two or 15 that you have not forgiven someone for. I remember this time. Okay. I remember this Thanksgiving, I went through a whole forgiveness spree. It started off with just one person. One person I didn't even realize I still kind of held something. And once I forgave her, I said, well, I guess I got to forgive everybody involved with that. Then it grew. Well, if I could forgive that, I could definitely forgive this. And then it, I mean, by the time I spent a whole day, Thanksgiving, in the bed crying and forgiving people. I didn't communicate with them, people. I didn't have to tell them, oh, yes, I've reviewed my files and, you know, enough time has gone by and I'm opening up my heart and I'm developing myself as a spiritualist and I forgive you. I didn't have to call them. Please don't call nobody. Okay, y'all? Please don't. You sound corny. That person going to be like, well, chick, that was for you because I ain't thought 2 seconds about it. You ain't got to call nobody. This is for between you and God, okay? But you do need to go on and get that up off your chest. I promise you, your enemy would be like, really? You still thinking about that? They'll have you thinking so small. Let's get out of that. So, spiritual F-bomb, forgiveness. Do your writing, okay, family? Spend the time getting your writing in because when you write, when you journal, you use another part of your brain, and that part is a very honest part, is more in touch with your feelings, and you'll be able to get it all the way out. Don't just think, talk about it, you know, I love the way y'all talk when you're fast buddies. That's fantastic. You still have to write it down because writing it down makes it really real. You know, it's almost like you write a contract down. Write it down. Okay? All right. So prayer for today. And day 19, guess what, y'all? I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And it's Friday. Day 19, what an incredible accomplishment. We got 11 days to go. 11? I'm so excited. Everyone should have received their information about the water by, I'm going to say, what, noon today? So the information is going out, all right? Any questions, I'll have the whole calendar of activities and times and stuff like that, and that will be this weekend, okay? So, yeah, getting ready for our big event. But prayer for today, you know, as we exhale, prayer for today. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, the trials and difficulties that surround us seem at times to take up so much of our thoughts and prayers. But Lord, I ask that you give me a deeper meaning of how to pray into your perfect internal will. For you have put eternity in my heart, and I desire to pray in unity with your spirit and in line with your will in this world and in the world to come. Teach me, Lord, how to focus my prayers on your wider plan for man and all that you have proposed for the world. And give me a deep yearning to join my pleadings with your perfect plans. May I seek first your millennial kingdom rule on earth and your eternal kingdom rule in the eternal ages to come. May you be glorified in my prayers, and may my prayers and pleadings be aligned to your will. Amen.